God for you. But very few people are in a physical relationship, because everything else has made it a 30-second wonder. So there's nothing to see. I mean, even if you're looking at something vulgar, which you shouldn't be doing, but if you're looking at something vulgar, it don't even matter. And it don't even move you, because like, oh yeah, look at that, Margie. There's a breastial. Look, there's a breastial right there on the TV. Look at the breastial right there. Look at it right there. You see, it's all been, you've been so anesthetized,
mm-hmm.
that it's to a point where it doesn't have any value. Where it used to be a wonderful thing, but now it's been sullied a bit. Unless you're Mr. Fried Freed and, figure out what polyamorous actually is. Now that might be interesting. Now we're negotiating again. We'll have to see. Like Bob says, I like you pretty good. Let's see how this goes, you know. See how it goes. So that's the rub, pardon the pun. Now here's what's happening. It's all been moved down and out in Beverly Hills. What Enoch is trying to lay out is that these angels have messed up. These angels have got you in a rock and a hard place. Literally. Those Gibraltar stones, of flint. Well, ask Carolyn about obsidian. That may, she change your life. About obsidian. And then the walls of jasper. Those different positions that are, key. That the earth is going to respond, kiskasay, accordingly to. Okay? Mm. So what that means is that you're going to be in a position where you have it, but you've got to embrace it. See, we've said it till we're blue in the face, but you've got to embrace your power. You see, we want Greg to ascend. Okay? We do want him to ascend. And that's wonderful. And you think him pretty good. He's fun to hang around, mostly, until you take that skillet. Would you hit him in the head with a skillet, Jenny? Would you?
No, I would never hit him in the head with a skillet. Except
sounds
maybe
fun.
Tonight.
Fun. That's been the same. I know, I'm right. It's a pretty good, you're missing a pretty good opportunity. There you go. But we want him to ascend. But that's not important. In order for that to matter, you have to ascend. See the fun? Because if he ascends and you don't, whoa, boy, you really figured that one out. No, you've got to ascend. And you also want him to ascend.
Mm-hmm.
And engaging with each other, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And then your bodies will respond in kind, because it'll follow itself. That's because of Carolyn and her total fucked up biology. We don't know why, but it's stuck around. So, you know, it is what it is. But you use that to, as a residual position that you can fall back on. Greg, I can't do this. Come lift this, raise this, reach this, honey. And he's fussing because he's got to get the ladder. And, oh, my God, here we go. And you're like, I'm just doing my damn self. In about a second. But anyway, that interaction puts you in a position to where you can now gauge how you're doing.
Mm.
It's a feeling place.
Mm.
That's what is it? The song, it's more than a feeling. It's more than a feeling, because you use that as a gauge, interaction. Talking to Bob. Sometimes talking to Bob is like sleeping with an angel. And sometimes talking to Bob, you want to really be a good supporter for euthanasia.
But now talking to an angel is not a good deal, because they are separated from their power, and they've corrupted the whole earth. And they screwed everything up, and then they've left us in a mess. And now somehow we have to come back into our power, which we've never had, because even before... We even knew anything about an apple, they were here fucking everything up. So we've never really had our power.
And then to add insult to injury, as Carolyn so beautifully says, every now and again she'll say, Ion, are you really sure that Bob is the one to be in charge? Are you really sure that's the best way to go with this? It's pretty good. So the fun then becomes, or position, the Dark Soul Incorporated has to, he's tearing this all down. It's what you call this wonderful undoing everything Trump did great. Single-handedly undoing it all. Literally. Block by block. It's kind of like, God damn you, Washington Monument. No, we're going to start at the top. We're going to take one brick at a time. They're going to take the Washington Monument and turn it into it. What is that movie? Jingo? Or what is it? The game Jingo where they stack them up and you pull them out to see if it'll fall down and go boom?
Mm-hmm.
That it may be like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do you want any Washington? It's all for sale.
No, thank you. I'm good. I don't need any
but
of that.
It's available. It's available.
Mm. Yes. And it's, no, you don't even have to necessarily be a high bidder, apparently. You don't even need to have real money. You can just have fake cryptocurrency and bullshit. Okay.
Yeah. No, wait, now we said some words. No, don't let us get away with this. Don't let us get away with this. We laid out a whole bunch of things, but we didn't really say anything. And that's why Bob's going, Bob's going, like, well, that's a word salad. What have you said? I didn't said shit. What are you trying to infer? What are you intimating? What are you trying to say is? We're saying is this collage or chain of pain is set itself in such a position that you are soon not going to have a choice. Remember when they talk about it, well, they talk about it in the Apocrypha, but they also talk about it in Enoch, but they also talk about it in Revelation. They talk about in this tribulation of how horrible it's going to be and how terrible it's going to be and how you're going to, instead of having Jesus come in and live in your heart, it'll be just having Jesus come by. It'll be a little different conversation. So it's getting hot. And everything that you know is now not. You see, that's the fun thing. That's the whole point. And now what's happening is this play power, pretend power that people borrowed. I'm going to go borrow some money. What is that? Arakara, rich dad, poor dad. He's worth $1 billion because he owes $1 billion. So I've got to be worth at least $1 billion because I owe it. It don't make a lot of sense, but there it is. So the juxtaposable position is it's eroding. It's a house built on sand. You know, people do their mansions and they put bulbs in the yard and build cement ponds with little outdoor kitchens and beautiful things everywhere. You know. This thing called living. But it makes your space, with a nice view, it makes your space adorned in a place that you can be comfortable. You see, you make it where you're comfortable. And then there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But the point is that you've got to come to all that's going to wither, meaning all that's not going to matter, meaning that somebody can take one piece of paper and do a quick claim deed or file a lien on your property, stamp it, and one signature and one notary stamp and one stamp at the courthouse, and you don't own your property anymore. Bam. Just like that. It's like, well, wait a minute. That's because they changed that, and it's not a deed. It's a warranty deed. Now, Nisera Jisera, which is the topical position that we're talking about here, changes all that. You go back to an allodial title. There won't be any property taxes. And you got to defend your property. You got to defend it. So if Jeff Bezos wants to build an Amazon factory on your property, you're going to have to either preach hell out of him or shoot hell out of him, because it's going to be futile, a futile position. So you have to be, now not only do you have to get it, now you've got to be able to have a standing army to defend it, which ain't that hard.
How did Jeff Bezos miraculously get the property?
He didn't.
Exactly. So how does he, exactly?
Well, that's the point.
Well, I'm just saying, like, let's say the warehouse. I mean, what you're saying is that somebody can just come along and decide that they're going to own that.
No, they can. They can do that. They can do that. But, and they can, all right, let's say Nocera Dechera goes through and it's all straightened out. Your walls are thick enough, you could take, what did Greg knows? What is it, a 70 caliber? It'll take a almost a tank won't pierce the walls, almost. So that's the right way to build that.
Right. I understand that, but you made it sound like Jeff Bezos can just slide in and decide that he can take that away from Dr. Dean.
Yeah, that's right, because he could. He could, but not.
And how would he do that?
Oh, he could have a person take the deed and file a lien at the registrar's office, and nobody knows about it because they're not going to send you a notice. Say, oh, by the way, you did get a loan on your building, didn't you? You go, no, I didn't get a loan on my building. And, you know, you're not going to notice. It's not like they let you know. It's one signature and one stamp, and it's gone. And then you can find it.
So conversely, can you do the same thing? Then conversely, I could skedaddle up and down the street and take everybody's house in my neighborhood and make it mine.
Correct. Because there's not going to be any law to hold you accountable. See, that's the rub. Now, if you're having a homosexual relationship with Paul Pelosi, don't do that. You're going to serve 70 years in the federal penitentiary. 70 years in the federal penitentiary if you have a home. If you fight with him in your underwear at 2 in the morning in San Francisco, it's not going to go good for you. I can tell you that. That's a trick. That's a trick bag, pardon the pun. So that's another conversation. But everybody else, it's caveat emptor.
Okay.
You got to be able to support it. See, that's the rub here, is to support it, meaning I got it, now I got to keep it. Okay, Bob bought some CDs. One. Okay, two CDs. They're his. But somebody could come in his house and take them away from him. Could they not?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And beforehand, nobody would dare do such a thing because there's penalties. If you steal from somebody, they'll put you in jail. You have a penalty phase. Well, all that's gone away. There is no penalty phase. It's like, okay. And so now if they decide, it's like, well, I know what we'll do. We'll cover up the evidence. We'll kill Bob and then take his CD. Hell, why don't we just kill Bob, move in his house, and listen to the CDs there in his house, or Carolyn's house. In Carolyn's house. Why don't we just do that? That's even easier. They got a nice library there. It's got a lot of bodies in there already. Nobody noticed. Wouldn't be a big deal. Be fine. You see where we're painting this little thing? There's nothing. There's no binding. The jello is too thin now. It'll never set.
Mm.
And that's the whole point of this place called Ascension, where you come into your place of power so that you can overcome these obvious perils. Travail, I guess is the right word.
Right. Because and what would be the appropriate way of thinking about that you're not going to be on that same vibrational scale or you will have created a different world, or how are you going to be able to avoid this shenanigans in your ascension?
You won't. And you don't. In your ascension, you're vulnerable. But as you ascend, then things, after a little while, you know. For example, you do things.
See.
You watch. Okay. You look. You would check. Ever so often, you would check with the county to make sure that all your documents are in place the way they should be. Every once in a while, you'd look about things. You know, when you get your tax bill, the property tax bill, you look to make sure there's nothing attached or that no values have changed one way or the other. Like your house go up $500,000 in value because somebody sold it and run the price up so they can get a bigger lien on it. That's what they're doing now. They're selling it to itself to make the value go up, to affect the comps. And that's how they're doing it. I'll give you an example. Now, this won't work anymore, but it worked really good for a while. This thing, you know what this thing is called? Zillow? You know Zillow? Okay,
yeah.
So they got the bright idea. They got the bright idea in this raging fire, hot poker market. They'd go into a neighborhood, and they'd walk in there, and they'd buy somebody's house. They were in trouble. They were going to flip it. It was going to be a la, la, la. These little, you know, all these little cracker boxes. Some of them are 4,000 square feet cracker boxes, but they're cracker boxes because you can't drive a house or a car between the two. Or you can't throw piss at your window and hit your own property. You're going to hit on somebody else's land. All right, they'll buy one, and then they'll buy another one, and then they'll buy another one. And then when they get down to the end, they'll either lease it, or they'll have it for sale, or they'll wait till they get a whole bunch of them. And then the last two or three houses, they'll walk in and say, Margie, I just love your home. It's worth $550,000. We're going to give you $1 million. Oh, Lord, Margie's so happy she can't see straight. And now guess what happened? Zillow just raised the comps on every house in that neighborhood. And so now what they paid $200,000 for, they can now mortgage to somebody for $700,000. Nobody's going, and everybody thinks they're moving on up to the east side. They're moving on up. So now a 2,500 ranch house is $500,000. It should be $30,000. But set that aside. So that matriculation, or now Paul Volcker, they call that voodoo economics is what they called it. Because it's not, your value is not based on how many two-by-fours you got. It's how, what somebody else paid for the two-by-fours next door to you. All right? The comparables, the comps. So that's going to fall real fast. Because now that's not sustainable. And Zillow going to have to dump them things. They're going to have to dump them. But they've about marketed themselves out. Meaning, they've got their nut back. They're not hurting. Because they've amateurized everything out. But that still destroys the system. That's what happened to the banking system. That's what's happened to this whole mess where Bob says, I want my money. Bob running around singing a song. You know the song. It's one of our favorites. Bitch, better have my money. That one. that's what Bob sings all the time. And come to find out, they got caught with their panties around their ankles. They had the dropsy. The panties then dropped down to the ankles. They had the dropsy. So Bob took Mr. Bankman Fried Fried and said, here go, honey pot, make me up some money. And so, okay, he did. That's what he did. He took a nothing thing and lost $8 billion. Okay, now everybody else is in trouble, so Bob won on Biden being elected, whatever, the pretend elected thing. So he says, okay, and Bob said, debt to all accounts settled at close of business day. So they had to give away $2.5 trillion. If you give away $2.5 trillion now, you've invented it.
Okay. That's all in my, stop ruining my private session. Move on to another topic, Judy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll be sleep, feuding, fighting, or fucking, or high as the sky by that time.
Oh, it goes in the archives. Is this on the archives?
Oh.
Nobody listens archives. To the playing of the session. Maybe Bert does.
Oh. Oh, you mean like the Zappa parts? Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's another bootleg problem, isn't it?
Okay. Did you do any, Book of Enoch?
We're doing it now. This is what Enoch, all that we just said is exactly Enoch has laid out here.
Hey, Ginny, did it say angels destroyed the earth, cursed the earth? What was the verb?
The angels definitely cursed the earth. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. They corrupted. Sorry. They corrupted the earth. Corrupted.
Well, do some more and let's move on.
Okay. Well, we don't have to do any more, Bob.
Sorry.
We can stop right here.
No, do some more. No, you got to get to the bastards and the retrobates and the children of fornication. Come on now. That's the good part.
All right. That's the good part. The whole earth is corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. Oh, that's nice. So one guy, not Adam.
Right.
Is actually responsible, so it's not Adam.
No. Never was.
Well, it says the first Adam sinned. Jesus was the second Adam restoration. That's in the
BIV. Nah, he just got it. He just got his dick wet. He just got his dick wet. That ain't a sin, honey. That's just doing business.
That's so funny. Okay, so we're going to describe all
his
sins.
Second Adam or first Adam?
Jesus
Adam
was
Levine.
The second Adam. The first Adam was responsible for all sin, but apparently not. According to the Book of Enoch, it's this Azazel guy.
Cause his,
angel.
His mama was a knockabout and his daddy was a traveling salesman.
There you go. Very good. All right. So, and Gabriel said to the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobate and against the children of fornication and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers. Well, Ion, according to what you just said, that's me, from amongst men and cause them to go forth, send them one against the other that they may destroy each other in battle.
Yes.
Interesting.
Perfect.
And for length of days shall, wait a minute, for length of days shall they not have. And no quest that they, their fathers, make of these shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf, for they hope to live an eternal life. Aw, look at that. They hope to live an eternal life. And each one of them will live 500 years. So an eternal life is only 500 years?
Well, if you had time to it, so yeah. But, you know, Enoch did a little better than that. So if you're going to do it for that window, 500 years is a long time.
It seemed like a long time back then.
That's a lot of keto eating.
It's a lot of keto eating. Very good. And very good. And the Lord said unto Michael, go bind Zemjaza and his associates who have united themselves with women so as to have defiled themselves with all them and all their uncleanness. And when their sons,
nasty.
And when their sons have slain one another and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of judgment and of their consummation. Till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days, they shall be led off to the abyss of fire. Good night. In the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound with them to the end of all generations and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all the wrong from the face of the earth and let every evil work come to an end. Let the plant of righteousness and truth appear and it shall prove to be a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. Oh, well, there's some happiness then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
no, that's not coming. That's what's been happening for thousands of years.
Yes, but we have to get to the works of righteousness and truth planted in truth and joy forevermore, and then
I just have to whoop the angel, the aliens. That's what everybody's hanging on. We're at the end.
Well,
final
then
match.
It says, then all the righteous escape and shall live until they beget thousands of children. So the womb opens back up again, and all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace.
No, he got that a little wrong. He got that a little wrong. Okay.
No.
He didn't understand.
Bob prefers the raunchy. Bob prefers the raunchy version. It's another rewrite.
This is sucking up. He's worried about Beelzebub or Nebuchadnezzar, one of those big guys. He has a dream.
He's up there trying to sell hope. He's trying to sell hope as a strategy.
Yeah, he's trying to make himself useful to the Pharaoh.
Yeah, because this is when the good parts, because then all the earth shall be tilled in righteousness and shall be planted with trees and full of blessing, and all the desirable trees shall be planted on it. And they shall plant vines.
That depends on me. It all depends on how I do.
Yeah.
Well, it says right here
but talk to Ion. I'll give you update.
You whoop everybody,
can't.
And then everything's fine.
I can't because it's in the private station. It's in the private station. Stop ruining your private station.
Okay, it ends up very good, Bob, because it says the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement and all sin and all punishment and all torment, and I will never again send upon.
No, that's a prayer. It's a prayer.
It's not a prayer. It's your outcome, Bob. It's your outcome.
No,
it's what you can
me.
Be very proud
if
of. It's a very
on
good
a day
legacy.
I'm in a bad mood. That look good.
No,
to you.
No, 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 no.
This
will be very good. These are the kind of things places where Carolyn would like to be.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly that's right. That's what Carolyn is. When Bob's
Carolyn's
in
the one telling me to destroy everything. You guys don't know Carolyn.
Carolyn goes to the market or to the Costco or for a really a
few days.
She goes for a
crummy pink world of trade and merchants.
She goes out.
A horrible world.
She goes out for a two-day walk when Bob's in a bad mood.
Yeah, two-day walk.
It's really good. A two-day walk. That's good. Okay, so the rub here is this is what's going to happen if you don't attend. All these scenarios are what you have to
What chapter is this?
And it's not pretty.
Is this chapter 10?
10. Yeah, very good. Well, Bob, I think it's great that you got Trump back on Twitter, even though I don't think he'll probably hang out there very much. And this is a very good sign that all the goodness and the mercy will be here.
Doesn't matter one iota unless I whoop the angel.
Because of Bob. Because of Bob. And that's very good.
See, this divining. No, wait, now, you remember the Tagus and the Euphrates rivers?
Mm-hmm.
And you know the Hoover Dam?
I do.
And you know the angels that are locked in the bottom of the Hoover Dam?
Yes, I heard that.
And you know the water level is now within 60 feet right now.
Mm-mm.
I've not been able to produce any electricity.
Wow. That's
for California.
Crazy.
And then when it drops 100 feet, there's no more water going to be released out of the dam. So the entire Colorado River will dry up.
Doesn't quote Wikipedia anymore. He quotes TikTok, for God's sake. Come on.
That's fine.
It's nothing but.
That's fine. TikTok.
What, Kev? That's the same problem. It makes up patterns.
Problem? What's the problem?
Jimmy, we're
Bob's
not getting
the problem.
Here. You're being hoodwinked by
Bob's the problem. We have decided that Bob is our problem. He's our salvation and our problem, right at the same time. That's why the business model is, you'll love Bob till you hate him, then you'll hate him till you love him. So,
a great business model.
It's all those things.
Inspired Mr. Bankman Fried.
Yeah. And then when it comes down, Bob is successful. And then when it gets successful, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise Bob, and all shall worship
I'll
Bob,
I'll be
and the earth
like
shall
Zappa
be cleansed from all defilement, and,
and
from
Bob,
all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment, and,
is that
and
the
Bob will
got?
Never again sin
say Bob will
until
say
generation
Bob.
To generation.
What a bunch of flakes.
That's all right. That's
it's very good, Bob. It's a very good way to end up after you take care of everything. It's very generous of you.
Are we finished the Book of Enoch?
No, just chapter 10.
Chapter 10.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, what, Carolyn?
I'm going to buy you an automatic garbage pail, a garbage dump.
Why?
Nice.
Just to distract you.
It's not going to work. I don't care about garbage pails. We got one.
This is automatic. This is automatic.
I don't want an automatic one. That'll chop my hands off.
No, Carolyn, get it. We've got the solution. This will save everything. Buying one of the portable tushy washers. So when he goes to the bathroom, he just touches the remote control, and it's got a fan that drives little tushy
off.
Yeah,
we got
one. It washes everything. He's got to
he
use it because then he won't have to touch it.
What do we have,
he
Carol?
Won't have to touch his hands. He won't have to
look
his
at
hands.
It. That's funny, Carolyn. Oh, my. That's
got one
hilarious.
A tissue washer. Automatic
tissue
washer.
Tissue washer.
Upstairs. In the
oh, yeah. What about it? Why are we talking about that?
You
Jenny
can use the bathroom and you don't have to touch nothing and you don't
was
have to wash your
hands. Is that what you were saying you were going to get?
No, I'm getting a garbage can. So you don't have to touch
the top. You're fired. You're fired. You put in 80 years. That's your...
Yay!
Con man freed.
Hey, Con Carolyn. Okay. Hey, Carolyn, you can go to work for Elon Musk and he'll give you 3 months severance package. It's good. They'll ask Bob how much severance package he's going to give you if they fire you. That'd be good. Get a severance package. That'd be good.
I'm a hard worker. I can do it.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to Ginny in the archives. Probably on Tailgate, I'll be describing what happened with me and the angels. No, the aliens the other night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Yeah, all right. Excellent.
You know, I'm Bob. So that'll be fun. And then, and we were trying to save Bob with his hands so he wouldn't have to touch nothing. The machine, the tech buddy, will wash your ass, dry your ass, put powder on your ass, and you don't got to do nothing. You don't got to touch nothing. So it's great.
The tech
Bob's
buddy ain't clean enough to do that to me.
Watch, it's even got a heated seat.
I can put that tech body out of business pretty quickly. It felt like I just have exposed its dirt measurements.
Dirt. What was that? What was that? Dirt. It's like he's speaking and burping at the same time. Dirt. That's Bob. That's Bob's impression of Foster Brooks.
Oh, I love Foster Brooks. Look, very good.
You got anything to say, Ginny? Should I move
nope,
on?
Nope. That's it. You may move on. Thank you very much, Bob, Ion, and Carolyn.
You finished number 10.
Yes, sir.
It was all good news, right? It was wonderful.
It's all
news.
Good news.
Well,
yep.
It's
Bob
terrible
saved
news
the day.
Especially in the days when they're let off through the abyss of fire and the torment and the prison which they'll be confined forever.
We're heading off to the abyss of fire. It sounds like a Disney song.
I think there's some Dylan lyrics in there somewhere, aren't there, Bob? Some Dylan lyrics in there.
Don't
we
remind
fell
me.
In the days, led into the abyss, and ever, it was bad every day. Yeah.
Okay, that was Johnny Guitar Watson. Thank you, Ginny, for your efforts. You there and. Beverly, get to your health issues, Beverly.
You gotta do a sound check, Bob. Is this better or worse?
Worse. Worse.
Oh, shit. Hold on a minute. Always something. If you clean and mm-hmm. carry it, what do you get? Cockroaches. Okay. That's better then, yes? Better?
Can you hear
better,
me?
Better?
Yep.
Yes, darling. Hey, how you doing, darling?
I'm good. How you doing, Ion?
Hanging tight. by the seat of Bob's drawers.
Oh, I can imagine this. Things are getting tense.
That's one way to see it.
Let's see. I didn't think I was going to be called on. I got to get my notes here. Let's see.
It's okay. You can do it by the CD draws. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got two dreams that I want to ask you about. They're both pretty recent. One of them is a follow-up from the dream where JW gave me that leader cloth.
Yeah.
That's the right word? And so...
Well, it's lead cloth. It is a leader cloth, but it's actually lead cloth. It's what you use to shrink fabrics before you run it through a steamer. And the lead cloth is what you put the material on between it, and you steam it so it shrinks material before you sew it, because if you do it and you don't run it through the lead cloth, it's like a kelly. Now, that's what Sheila Kern would call it. It's like canvas. It's real heavy, so it will shrink the material. So when you sew it, then it won't shrink when you have it dry cleaned later once it's on the rack.
Yeah.
For those people that are still forced to buy off the rack, God bless them. Ugh.
So, let's see, in this second dream, I'm up in the Sears Tower with an old boyfriend from years and years and years ago. And
He was being bawdy.
Yeah. And I had the mead cloth with me, and he knocked it out of my hand, and I just left it sitting there on the floor.
Right.
So what was the significance of that? I felt kind of bad about leaving it there, but I did leave it.
Okay, it's been shrunk. You don't have to deal with it anymore. Meaning the processes that you've had to go through with your meat sack body and the thing, you had to, the only time you've ever appreciated your life is when it was in question. Ain't that a hootenanny? It didn't matter till you put some heat in the fire. Now we're having a different conversation, you see. And so that's the thing. And that's good because now you all of a sudden figured out how delicious it is. We like that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry you had to go through it, but, you know, shit happens.
Still going through it.
But now you got it. Now you got it. So you don't need the lead talk anymore. You left.
Oh, okay.
Good. So that's good. And that wasn't a dream, by the way.
Oh, it wasn't?
You know how some days when you go to sleep and you get up and you're tired and you think it's some of your ailments or whatever that bullshit is. It ain't that. You've been busy. You've been digging ditches like Bert, like Bertrand.
Wow. Okay. And, oh no.
You're still stronger. You still surprise yourself though, because you're stronger than they say you're supposed to be. We don't know who the superfluous they are.
Yeah. When this pain gets so bad, I just can't stand it. I can't believe how hard I want to hit something and end up slapping my face. And it's
nice.
Really hard.
Nice.
No,
nice.
It's not. It's stupid. It's stupid.
No, honey, you got enough strength to knock yourself out with your own hand. That's pretty stout, girly.
I don't want to do that, but I can't.
You don't have to. But this is that. It's the inner struggle. The inner struggle. Thank you for my belief. Now help my disbelief. Thank you for my ascension. Now get on with it. You see?
Yeah.
Get on. The process is good. Get on with it. That's all good. It's yours to lose. If you want to do it like you want to. It's just exactly. Now think about it. Wait a minute now. Think about it this way. What if we told you that your world is exactly the way you want it to be, right here, right now? You go, oh, hell to the fuck. No, Ion, it most certainly is not. Yeah. We go, then it wouldn't be that way. That's how powerful you are. Now, here's the rub. You've got to accentuate your power with, how does it, the scripture says that faith without works is dead? See, people believe in ascension. There's no problem with that. They don't, where the problem comes in is can ascension work for me? And every time you turn around, on and on and on and on, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse to the point where you give up and we say let go and let God. Well, that's what happens. That's what happens. You're forced. You're compelled. Now, we don't want to talk about the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road and all that kind of stuff because Baba yelled at us. He's just always yelling at us. And it hurts. It hurts. It hurts sometimes. It hurts. If we had any feelings, it'd be terrible, but lucky we're doing okay with that.
I'm glad you can deal with it.
The anesthesia seems to be kicking in pretty good. And that we're gonna put Bob on Adderall and see how that works. He needs a little bump. He'd be really on the wire then. Y'all would never get done with DLK if he was on Adderall. That'd be too much sugar for a dime. So this is what you're experiencing, creating, and overcoming because you want to make it a thing. It's very valuable to you. It's very special to you. It's important to you. So you're amping it up. Good for you.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
You go, fuck, Ion. Okay, I've had enough of that. I'm done with that part.
Yeah.
Okay, we hear you. We hear you. So Now, good. Now, even look at Enoch, the book of Enoch, laying all that shit out, basically kind of the way you were describing it. Like, you're going along pretty good, it's okay, fine, you find out you have an answer, and then you go, well, I'm going to go through all this. Okay. So, sooner or later, you're going to decide that you're worthy to come into your place of power. Sooner or later, you're going to come to a position where you can start shining like the sun. Yep, pretty good. Good to be you, honey.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, you just didn't have to make it this hard, but it's up to you. Sorry, you like it rough. I mean, when you're slapping your own jaws. That's not funny, but it's the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing in the world. It's not supposed to be, but it's very funny. Go ahead, Donna.
It's pretty stupid, actually. But I just can't help it because I just couldn't snap.
The compulsion. Look at the compulsion. The compulsion position is you're done. You're ready. Good. We say great. Tastes great. So, excellent. Long way to go. You took the long way home, but it's okay with us.
I was going to tell you that I didn't think that the way I chose to ascend here is working.
But we're glad we cut that shit off. We didn't want to start down that rabbit hole, so good for you. Hey, Karen will jump on here and straighten you out. But now you realize that it's exactly the way you want it. So good. And if you've changed your mind, good. Okay?
Yeah, I just want to get rid of this pain so that I can live a life. I mean, I just want to live, man.
Good. Good.
Oh, I want to straighten one thing.
Kidneys.
Pardon?
Kidneys, man, kidneys.
Kidneys, are they okay?
Yeah. No, that's the joke where people pointed their mind and they were trying to figure out the parts of the body. And he was just so smart, he got everything right, and he was dead. And then he said, it's the kidneys, man, the kidneys. So we're trying to kill the mind.
Yeah. Right. So you once told me that something is pinching off the air in my lungs. So is that the lumps on my thyroid or that goiter that I have now?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So when I get
If you keep playing with it, then your mind's going to do weird stuff with that. Because, see, that's what affects your calendar. It's the expert at this. She's done more with this than shit. She's done more with this than she has the AIDS and the HIV and the MIR. She's actually an expert with it. And you've gotten yourself sensitive. Thyroid. Oh, yeah. She can glance at you and tell what state. Hypo, hyper. She can glance at you. Literally. Just a glance. She will put her hands on you now. She will do that, but she can glance at you and tell exactly what state you're in. And she'll be real sweet and kind when she wants to punch you in the nose. But she'll be sweet and kind, and she'll tell you what to do. Good. And it won't be synthyroid, I promise.
Okay.
Or if you do, you'll just borrow it till you get yourself in check in your levels. All right. So that's another issue that you're trying to make. You want to make this the run for the roses, and we think that's great. We support it. We like it. Because when you get there, you'll never let it go. When you get there, you'll never let it go.
Linda,
have you talked to customer service yet? Have you talked to Julie?
This is Beverly.
Beverly.
No.
Oh, Beverly. Sorry. Have you talked to Julie yet?
No.
Why not?
Well, my last experience with trying to talk to somebody there didn't go well. And I haven't tried again. This was quite a while ago. So talk to Julie.
Try it one more time. Try it one more time. And cuss them out. They really like it when you do that. Well, okay, maybe not. They may have to may call them, and Jeannie Bay would say, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a meeting. So you got to keep at it, because if you can't figure it out, you got to get somebody that will. If you can't figure it out, you got to get somebody that will. And if they give you a little relief, because all you're saying is I'm ready, and I want to start living again. Well, it's being offered to you as an option, and you're saying, well, you know, I don't like vanilla ice cream. I don't really like vanilla ice cream. I had it once. You know, right? No, ice cream is good. Try it. That's the fun.
Okay, so I'll try again.
All right. Should we do it like this? Should we make Julie call you? Is that the way you want us to do this?
No,
that's Judy's power, not yours. You see?
No, I'll call.
Very smart. Good. So now what happens is now you have another plug-in, an extension, Lord. Send out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. Okay, good. Now you got to a position where you can have some a little relief. Boom. Which is what you were asking for. You notice you were very clever not to ask for ascension. You got that. You know you're going to get that. You want to live till then, though, so you don't get segregated into this bastion of the fiery lake and hurting and can't breathe and can't move and, you know. Or I'm eternal. I'd have to get feeling better to die, and I feel too bad to die. I have to get better. You can't die like this. This thing is a dog. No. So this is what we're saying. You have to go at it, and you have to matriculate you. We'll help, but we've got to get you into your place of power. And now, once again, we're going to see if Julie can have a conversation and marvelously and get you into a balanced state. And then you don't have the pain. Now, we're not mad. We can turn that pain off, honey. We can turn it off, but you won't like it. We promise you will not like it. Pain is what keeps you out of the fireplace. Pain is what keeps you out of the fireplace. So, that's the point.
You're saying I wouldn't like it because I would probably go back to my old ways of eating?
End up in the fireplace, yes. That's right.
Oh. Whew. Yeah. That's kind of a problem.
We just got to temper it. You're doing all right. You're doing fine. Hey, you're able to do this call? Shit. There's days you couldn't do that. So you're doing all right. Ain't nobody mad. It's fine. It's your process. You in charge, you running it, okay? We'll help, are helping, have helped, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di. That's fine. But you're going to go through these processes. Almost everybody's having them. We never said this is easy. We just said it was a good thing to do. You got to go through the process. You're walking and talking with the Christ on the Emmaus Road all the way through. You get all the insight. You get all the information. You get all the details. You get all the little particulars. You know what to look for. You know what's got to do. You're going to do these processes. Now, we can poke the bear a little bit and say, how's your OA movements coming?
Yeah, it's been hard to work on those.
Note the silence. See, note the silence. This is that silence. But, so therefore, be careful. Don't get off too far from home because you won't have a bus ticket to get you back. So that's okay. That's okay. Just don't get too strung out because you got to have the whole armor of God. Ephesians. Jenny Bell's done that enough. She don't even like it no more, but Jenny Bell's hot though. Jenny is hot. She's pretty hot.
Hey, Ion.
Hey,
Ion. How about, can you do the OA? Sometimes I do if I forget to do them. I just do them in my mind. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah. If you, okay. Now wait now. Let's be very clear, everybody. This is going in the archives. Let's be very clear. Under no circumstances can you perform the OA movements in your mind unless you have merged those separateness in your mind. You have those different sections, the frontal lobe. You have to merge those. If you merge those, then yes, Carolyn has, and that's the reason she's bringing it up. Okay? But kids, don't try this at home. Don't you try this at home. You'll spin yourself into a mess. You'll spin yourself into a mirror. That's what you'll do. Ask Kev how that works. Kevin, that's from Kansas. Ask him how that works. Yeah, it's not pretty. So, but if you've merged your mind, those two, the separate parts, then the answer is, oh, okay, then that's fine. No, so Carolyn, the answer to your question is yes, darling, you certainly can. And you actually can move it to a point where you can watch your, you know, when you're taking the pictures and you're walking down and you have it done and you do it, and you do them, as you say, in your mind, and you look across the bay and all of a sudden it's different. That's what happens when you're able to do that in your mind. And you can do that, darling, you can. But don't send kids to do woman's work. It won't be good. You have to merge it. And you have.
Yeah, I don't pimp it to other people.
Correct. But now, it is possible, everybody. It is possible. But don't you dare do it till you know. When you know, if you know, you
well,
know.
I think,
yeah, you better be sure.
I think what happens is when you exercise, like my walking, I'm doing right and left. I swing my arms. I do my weights, you know. I don't swing them together. I swing them opposite. So I think that sort of gets your corpus callosum, balancing your right and left brain. And there are exercises that people do for that, but just simple walking will help your corpus callosum balance your mind.
Yeah, I was,
agreed.
I was doing a lot of walking until it just got really cold. It's just too cold now.
That's when it's best.
Do you walk in the malls? That's what we did when we visited the JW. We just walked in the malls.
There's no indoor malls.
Yeah, I mean, what I'll say about customer service, Beverly, is that we can't tell you what to do. You have to give us the information of what you're doing, and then customer service will say, well, you know, this is how a lot of people work it, or this is what might be possible. You know, there's nobody... Like Ion tells you every time you come here, he is not going to tell you what to do. They are here to support you totally, which is what the customer service does. It supports you totally. But you are never going to get a yes, no, do this answer that's going to fix you. Because if that goes on, that means we own you and you don't own yourself. It's all about you,
individual. Bob has considered that, so be very careful how you proceed. Bob has considered that. Make you sound alarmy.
I have considered killing Beverly, but I was distracted by my latest girlfriend. So.
He was distracted by the concept of an automatic trash can. He's just getting rid of his neighbor.
Hey, Ion.
Now,
my eyes, each eye, my right eye is seeing different colors than my left eye.
Good.
We've got
That's the merging. That's the merging.
Yeah.
That's the merging. That's the merging.
We've got a Christmas tree up with Halloween lights on, and I see gold and purple out of my right eye, and my left eye, I see red and purple.
Excellent.
I live in two different worlds, Beverly.
Yeah, and then it won't be long. Then it won't be long. She instead of sending JW